I have an ottoman that looks like a pig. I have had erasers that look like various food items. I have a pillow that looks like a giant goldfish, the snack, not the animal. I have sticky notes that look like ramen noodles, and I have a pen that even looks like a syringe. Me and many other people around the world are obsessed with imitative items, or in other words, items that look like other things. Today, I want to explore why and get into what the big craze with these items is. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On imitative items and why they're awesome. I first want to discuss why I think these items are even attractive to people in the first place. And there are a couple concepts that I found that are floating around to support this idea. And one of these is in neuroscience and is called processing fluency. It's basically the idea that our brains find things that are familiar, like patterns, designs, images, or even ideas themselves, easier to process. Processing fluency is also considered to be a cognitive bias because our brains translate easier to process as more positive or even more appealing. So we get a sense of comfort or familiarity when encountering something simple or that fits within a mold to something we already like. And I think this also relates to people seeking these items out or these concepts and these ideas out. It's like echo chambers, but for things that you enjoy and that you see reflected in other items. A lot of companies actually even use this idea for marketing. They try to simplify their ideas or bring about familiar themes and images and therefore get their customers to lean into their products a little more. So you could say that when there's an object that looks like anything except what it is, it's a pretty smart marketing tactic. I know it has caught me and my friends several times. Two companies that are very good at this are Genuine Fred, where I got my ramen noodle sticky notes, and Kickerland. Their goal is definitely to lean more on the whimsy side with their products. Which leads me to another reason I think we people like objects that look like food or other objects. And that's because we all have that same urge for wacky and whimsicalness in the boring everydayness of life. Because you can trick yourself. One moment you're looking at a hunk of garlic, the next moment you realize it's a candle, and there's something magical in realizing that you're wrong. It's like opening a surprise or unwrapping a gift, and you get to show it off every single time. And every time someone else is curious about it, you can easily point to it and show them too. Of course, I do believe that these items have to be functional in some way or another. I'm not really talking about statues or glass fruit you'd put on your desk as a paperweight. I'd even argue against like fridge magnets being considered imitative items because they're just mini figures and mini figurines. They're not really trying to be something they're not. You know it's a fridge magnet. You don't think that there's a hunk of garlic on the fridge or like a charcuterie board on the fridge. But regardless, the usability of these items is what allows people to revel in their cleverness. We're allowed to be like, oh my god, that's so clever, that's so cool, because it has a dual function, not just to look a certain way, but to be a certain way. And I want to now discuss how these items can also represent people in unexpected ways. Imitative items are usually things that you like. I have a pig ottoman because I like pigs, not because I really needed an ottoman. Maybe you got a pen shaped like a carrot because you like carrots, not necessarily because it writes the smoothest or has the nicest ink flow in the world. So in some ways, this allows people to incorporate things they enjoy into their daily life. It's like having a button or a sticker on your computer that expresses your opinions, only a lot better because there's actually a function to it. Strictly speaking, though, function is not what I think makes these items so attractive, but rather the very notion of comfort. This reminds me of how people have always been able to find a face or animal figure in different items and nature. This phenomena is called pareidolia, and a relevant example I can think of is how on eBay people will sell chips or snack foods that look like other shapes. For example, there was a Mickey Mouse-shaped potato that John Oliver bought, and the reason why Hot Cheeto gorillas and Squidwards can even sell is because as humans we have an unintentional habit of seeking out the familiar and things that are unfamiliar. And maybe this can be a little more obvious than other times. I think it's pretty interesting when you consider how that translates to imitative items. And while it's not exactly the same thing as finding a food-shaped eraser adorable and collectible, it follows some of the similar ideas. You associate an image with something that it isn't, thus it becomes representative. Whenever I see my goldfish pillow, I get a little bit of joy because it's cool, was a gift, and reminds me of goldfish, which I very much enjoy eating. Again, a reminder, I'm talking about the snack, not the animal. So in that way, the pillow becomes so much more than just a pillow. It's almost as if the objects we have that look like other things serve as little metaphors of joy all around us. And I think that's quite beautiful. But even more than that, the fact that there is an object that can look like something else is just pleasing in and of itself. I truly hope that however much companies can profit off of this idea, that they don't stop. And now that we've talked some theory behind why things that look like other things are so attractive to the human eye, I'm going to be rating some imitative items. To be clear, I randomly picked these items. I'm not telling you to go buy them, okay? I don't get any money from these. I literally was doing some research and found them and thought that it would be fun for me to tell you my opinions on how effective I think they are as imitative items. So the first up is nesting doll measuring cups. These are all white cups that are kind of split apart in the middle to create different proportions. Like the top half might be one cup and the bottom half is 3/4 of a cup. I would give this a 7 out of 10 stars. I like the idea. I think it's genius. I love that you can split it in the middle. I love that you have a nesting doll. It kind of looks cool on your counter, whatever. However, the color is all white, and I feel like the joy of a nesting doll comes down to its design and its colors. Like, if you don't have a bright and colorful nesting doll that has, like, cool patterning on it, then what's the point of the nesting doll? That's my personal belief, so I'm not giving it 10 out of 10, but it's a 7 because I do love the concept. Next, it's a blue minute velvet couch, something you might put in a dollhouse. Cute, very nice, good display, but it opens up to reveal it's actually a jewelry box. You separate the bottom stand from the top cushions, and boom, you can store things. Now this, I would give a 10 out of 10 stars. Automatically, both the function and the look of it is adorable. I love a good dual-purpose item, and it's imitative. Immediately, you can count me in on this. Next, okay, this one's going to be a stretch, guys. The self-named Spongioli. It's a ravioli sponge. Or really, a set of ravioli sponges. I'm giving this 9 out of 10 stars because the ravioli themselves are cute, but they're kind of just like sponges with wavy edges. They don't really look super distinct as ravioli on their own. I like the idea and the execution. I just don't know, like, if someone saw them on the counter, they'd be like, oh my God, that's a ravioli sponge, isn't it? They'd probably just be like, oh, that's a sponge, which is fine. That's no problem because at least you have that own self-satisfaction of joy at knowing that it is a ravioli sponge. But the packaging, I really need to talk to you about this packaging. It comes in like a pasta container, like the ravioli tear open that you'd find in a grocery store, and then you'd like pour into the boiling water, so like you're actually cooking this pasta. And I think that's quite genius. So I think if we consider the packaging, 9 out of 10. If we don't consider the packaging, maybe a 6 out of 10. And I do think the packaging is worth 3 stars on its own. Again, this is an opinion-based show, so if you don't agree with me, that's fine, but this is my opinion. Next, you know it, you love it, it's the crab multi-tool, which I gotta say is just fantastic, which immediately 10 out of 10 stars, and let me tell you why. Not only is it practical, but it's a riff off of a crab's actual claws, with the multi-tool's body being a piece of wood, and then the metal tools branching off from it. It looks like a crab, it acts like a crab, it's a crab. Because if you look at the way crabs actually use their claws, they kind of like have little scissors, maybe they have little knives. You know, you could stretch the, like a nail file, maybe. But I do think that in the ways that this multi-tool was created, it really enhances the features of the crab. And I think that is the only way that you can do it. Okay, next. I'm not a fan of this one. It's a Ziploc type zippered bag that's shaped like a jar, like a mason jar, like printed on this bag. And you open it up and you put things in the middle so it kind of looks like something's in a jar, but it doesn't look like anything's in the jar because it's a little lumpy and this bag is oddly shaped because it's supposed to like be a jar's proportions. So it's kind of tall and not very wide. And I don't know, it doesn't really give what it was trying to do. I don't think the function is as good as the idea that was behind it. So that's a 3 out of 10 stars for me. And it could even be moved down to a 2 out of 10 stars because I don't imagine myself ever possibly buying this. No offense. But also, I'm just be honest, I very much am also all about rating things that I don't think look good. Not just the things I like. And ultimately, this really just misses the mark because it looks like a jar, but it's an odd shape for a bag. And you need the function if you're going to have a cool visual. Okay, next, I'm going to talk about the pocket pill case. It's basically a pocket watch that opens up into three mini compartments where you can put pills. To be honest, I actually love this idea, but it doesn't really fit that much. So it's maybe a day trip or overnight solution to putting your pills somewhere. But can you imagine like other little small trinkets you can put in this, and you could like make it into a necklace around your neck, or you can actually like turn it into a pocket watch. Instead of checking the time, you can check on your random obscure little items that you have in there. So I would say 9 out of 10 stars for classiness. It does lose a star based on the lack of space, but it's also hard to do that with a pocket watch, so I admire their attempt. Okay, I think that was enough consumerism from me. I don't want to overload you with a bunch of products, but I thought as much as I talk about what an imitative item, why we might like them, what makes them cool, I wanted to get into what actual imitative items are like and kind of the functions that they do fulfill, because they fulfill very needed functions in an everyday capacity. There's a lot of kitchen utensils that look very imitative in their nature, and I think that they're quite useful and they're very cool, but there also are some that are kind of more just for display, and no offense, a little bit more useless, but you know, if that's what you like, then that's what you like, and that's all good. And I really wanted to take the moment in general to appreciate some of the unorthodox things that we all have sitting around our homes, whether we got them because they look like something else or because they bring us even a little bit of joy every single time we walk past. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Jackie On. I will see you in the next episode.